something. So what did Baba say yesterday? Yes, sister. Yeah? What did Baba say? To stay happy and to donate happiness, to distribute happiness. Palace of happiness. If anybody comes here, he should see what? Palace of happiness. What is there in everybody's apron? What is there in everybody's apron? Treasure of happiness. Treasure of happiness. He is stressing so much on happiness. You have to remain happy because you have got God. If you remain happy, the entire atmosphere will change. The entire atmosphere will change. So remain happy. Unlimited. This is unlimited family. This is unlimited gathering. This is unlimited experience. And so you should have unlimited stage. This is unlimited ground where all these things are happening. You cannot find such ground anytime in this entire kalpa. See, so stay in the unlimited. Come out of the limited. You have to have unlimited stage. Unlimited stage. Unlimited happiness. Stay happy. No matter what happens, you have to stay happy. Your happiness is in your hand. The entire stress is on happiness. We need to really check ourselves. If Baba is stressing so much on happiness, am I really happy? At one place Baba has used the word Anand, joy, bliss. The entire gathering is in Anand. So, if you just take out 2-3 important points from yesterday's Murli, one is to stay in the unlimited. Not to come down in the limited. Because there is a sorrow in the limited. All limited attitude, all limited visions, limited thoughts, limited sanskars, limited words, limited actions. Everything which is limited is laced with unhappiness. A wave of unhappiness may come to you from sometime, somewhere. So that is why take your stage to the unlimited. Baba has said, Behad ki sthiti. Everybody is situated in the unlimited stage. What is this unlimited stage? What is the definition of this unlimited stage? We need to contemplate more and more on this and make us really and let us place us really in that unlimited stage. Baba has said hopes, umide, that this union should keep on happening all the time. It's not that because this, though it's wonderful, it's not ordinary. It's so sweet, it's so beautiful. It is not an ordinary union. Again and again Baba has stressed this. It is not an ordinary union. It's a union of soul with Supreme Soul. So you have to stay in the unlimited. Second, you have to stay happy and distribute happiness. Third thing is about family. Such a family you will never get anytime in your life. You have come in this unlimited family. We have to really understand each other's sanskars. We have to, as I said, we have to stay in the unlimited. When we are in the unlimited, then only we see this not as an ordinary family. Prabhu Parivar, Baba says, this is God's family. This is not an ordinary family. So, just take out these three words. One is to stay in the unlimited and to make our stage unlimited. Second is about this family. let's find out why there is so much disharmony in our hearts and mind about this family. What are the reasons for that disharmony? And third thing is about happiness. Happiness is a recurring theme. Again and again, Baba is stressing on the same happiness, happiness, happiness. Palace of happiness. Everybody should become a palace of happiness, or this place should become a palace of happiness. Probably this is for the first time Baba has used this word, palace of happiness. We have to become such palace of happiness so that anybody who comes in this area, in this vibration, in this milieu, that person also becomes happy. So that was yesterday's Murli. Just we will read from this power of thought. This is here. Today is Mera Baba. So we will finish this today. 2nd May 1974. The visions of those who are complete in everything is not drawn towards anything. They constantly stay in spiritual intoxication. They will be beyond having any wasteful thoughts. Their intellect and vision will not be drawn in other directions, and they will remain free from all types of worry. They will constantly be playing with the treasures received from the Father. They don't even have the time to have any other thoughts because they constantly remain busy in imbibing and distributing to others the treasures they have received from the Father. The greatest business, the greatest donation, and the greatest charity is this. What else would you do if you let go of such an elevated task and such elevated donation and charity? Do you have time for anything else? Do you still have time to have thoughts of performing insignificant tasks, or have you already finished all tasks? Since you have not finished everything, how can you have time for anything else? Can those who remain busy in such great tasks have any aim and object in playing with dolls? Is there any result in that? If someone very important, someone who normally earns multi-million at every step, plays with dolls, would you call him someone who is greatly sensible? Wasteful thoughts are the play of dolls. Wasteful thoughts are the play of dolls. So stop playing this game. Gudiyo ka khel. All the waste thoughts are what? Play of dolls. We have to remain in spiritual intoxication. Same thing which is connected with yesterday's Murli. One is to stay happy, all the time happy. It should not that if you forget Baba, you will get unhappiness, sorrow. You will absorb sorrow, you will imbibe sorrow immediately. So that is why two things. One is to stay happy, another is to stay in his remember. These two things are so much connected to each other. Actually, to stay in his remembrance is to stay happy, and to stay happy means to stay in his remembrance. These both things are cannot exist without each other. So here Baba is talking about waste thoughts. I was just thinking, what are the reasons for waste thoughts and from where these waste thoughts arise? Probably they are arising from some deep sanskars. And what are those sanskars? Rather than working on those waste thoughts, let's work on those set of sanskars. From where these waste thoughts are arising, there is a bed of subconscious mind from where these waste thoughts take birth and they come out. They baffle us. They defeat us. And we get confounded. We don't understand what is all this happening at our wit's end. Let's analyze few such powerful sanskars because of which these waste thoughts arise. And if you make a list, there could be like, one of them is sensitive nature. A person who is very sensitive is making himself or herself vulnerable for all the waste thoughts. The moment somebody says to you something, you get unhappy. This sensitive nature, we need to really work on it. Why I am so sensitive? Because in this path of spirituality, we cannot continue if we are having very sensitive nature. Baba says, touch me not. We have to become something like inverted earthen pot. Unless until we become that, how can we progress? So we need to really work on this sensitive nature. One is that, if person is very much sensitive, there is every likelihood that he or she will have lot of waste thoughts. Because they keep on thinking about what others have said. They forget that what others are saying about me, probably they are looking at me through the filter of their own sanskars. And my happiness goes up. And I am sorrowful. And I am unhappy. And this happens again and again. And because of this recurrences, the unhappiness, the sorrowful thing becomes as if an ingrained and inbuilt sanskar. And it becomes hardened, difficult to remove, difficult to erase. So that is why one is this. Second is inferiority complex. Somewhere in the subconscious of inferiority complex is there. And that is why a lot of waste thoughts occur. Another reason is self-guilt. Probably we have committed some mistake and we have yet not come out of it. We are still dwelling in that. Our mind is still around that guilt feeling. And from that guilt, so many waste thoughts keep on taking birth. If at all, I am just narrating the sanskars because they are so deep. And even to think of them is actually taking a step in removing them or erasing them. Just to think of them that this is there means now your mind starts working. How I should get rid of this? Just to think of them. So self-guilt. Another is self-victimization. To make ourselves victim. To think that I am responsible for this. If somebody wrong goes, I am responsible for that wrong. Another is bipolar nature. You know, many people have got bipolar. In psychiatry, we have bipolar disorder, where the person gets very happy and sometimes absolutely depressed. Sometimes on the seventh heaven of delight and sometimes in an abysmal depressive state. This ups and downs. In the similar way, there is a bipolar nature. Like a wife or a husband. Husband, wife. This is quite common in them. Most of the time they keep on blaming each other. Sometimes they keep on praising each other. Praise and blame. Praise and blame. Wife praises too much, but when she blames, it's horrible. You feel why I took that praise also. I should not have taken and become happy that time. Because now to take this blame is so difficult. This alternating nature of blaming and praising. Blaming, praising. When you are happy, just out of this world. When you are unhappy, absolutely unhappy. Absolutely miserable state. Absolutely sorrowful state. This ups and downs, too much fluctuations in moods. Mood off. With small things getting mood off. So when such a thing is there, it's very difficult to remain stable. It's very difficult to have a lot of positive thoughts. Automatically waste comes. From where we don't understand, but waste do come. Then there's one more sanskar of jealousy. When that is there, again we get jealous. And when jealousy arises, so many waste thoughts. Jealousy for any reason for that matter. Even Dadi Manohar Indra narrates a very good experience of her where they were staying in Karachi. They were staying in different places and Baba used to give homework. Somebody should write on this topic. So what Dadi Manohar Indra used to do, she used to feel very enthusiastic and she would finish it writing and send it before everybody. So other sisters started getting little jealous. They started thinking, see this, she wants to win Baba's heart. That's why she keeps on doing all these things. She she will always send. She doesn't even consult us about her article. Baba has given a topic, she doesn't consult, she just sends it without consulting. So Manorendra Gandhi said, now what should I do? She went to Mama and she narrated her story. Ki Mama, Baba gives homework and I do it and I want to do it as early as possible. But other sisters are getting little jealous of me. What should I do? Baba said, Mama said, you continue your purushartha. That's their sanskar. Don't change yourself because they are thinking like this. Don't change yourself. You have to continue. Because person suffers because of their own sanskars. Nobody is responsible for my sorrow or my suffering, my misery, my frustration. Why I am falling down again and again? I am responsible for it. No one else in this world. When this realization comes, the process of transformation begins. I said begin. It is not finishing. It's starting from that moment when you come to the realization that I am responsible for everything which is happening to me. Let the world feel jealous. Anything happens, so what? People think that this person wants a lot of praise. But if I don't want really inside myself, let the others say that. People say this person is after name and fame. Okay, you are not after name and fame, but people say that you are after name and fame. But do I really want that? If I really don't want in my heart of hearts, then I need not to worry. Public memory is short. They say one thing today, tomorrow they will say another thing. That is why just analyze, just search what are those sanskars which are so deep within, so much submerged. You can't just even see them, so invisible. Those subtle sanskars, you need to catch, see, work on them and destroy them, eradicate them, root them out. And then the waste thoughts will stop. Then you will remain in spiritual intoxication. Then anybody will come and see you as a palace of happiness. Then your apron will get filled with the treasure of happiness. As Baba was saying yesterday, happiness, happiness, happiness. You have to remain happy. You have to remain happy. Let me make happiness my internal nature. Integral part of my personality. Let every nook and corner of my brain, my body get filled with this happiness. Let this cerebral cortex, white matter and grey matter, has nothing but happiness.